The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. Well, today we're not going to start out with some national entertainment news. We're going to talk about festivals, so close to summer now, that all kinds of festivals are on the schedule. And some of them we'll talk a little more in detail a little bit later in the program. Let's start off with April 21st through the 24th. It's the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. Then April 22nd and 23rd, Brugaloo Craft Beer Festival. It's in downtown Raleigh. April 23rd, the North Carolina Pickle Festival. Where else but Mount Olive? April 23rd, the Mebane Dogwood Festival. April 27th, the Grifton Shad Festival. April 30th, Spring Days at Bond Park in Cary. April 28th through May 1st, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. May 5th through the 7th, North Carolina Strawberry Festival in Chadburn. May 5th through the 8th, Chicory Hills Grassroots Festival in Chatham County. May 6th and 7th, Barbecue Festival on the Noose. That's in downtown Kinston. May 6th and 7th as well, Strawberry Jammin' in downtown Sanford. Same weekend, Nashville Blooming Festival. May 6th through the 8th, Mayfest in Pilot Mountain. May 6th through the 8th, Kernersville Spring Folly Festival. Then we've got, five things, I think, here on May 7th. The Taylorsville Apple Blossom Festival. Fest in the West, which is in West Cary. Smithfield Ham and Yam Festival. Apex Peak Fest. And the Carthage Bug Festival. May 13th through the 15th, Wampus Cat Fest in Sanford area. Also May 13th through the 15th, Jiggy with the Piggy Fest in Kannapolis. And May 14th, Race City Festival, and that's in downtown Mooresville. And, of course, we'll be talking about more of them as we go along. Let's check out the lineup at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Thursday, April 21st, Little Dirk. Friday, April 22nd, My Morning Jacket. Thursday, April 28th, Nine Inch Nails. Saturday, May 7th, AJR. Tuesday, May 10th, The Offspring, Let the Bad Times Roll Tour with special guest Radke. Monday, May 16th, Rex Orange County, The Who Cares Tour. Saturday, June 4th, Parker McCollum. Thursday, June 9th, Maren Morris, Humble Quest Tour with special guest Brent Cobb. Friday, June 10th, it's Ben Rector, The Joy of Music Live with special guests J.P. Sachs, Jordy Searcy, and Stephen Day. Going closer to mid-June, Saturday, June 11th, Revolution Good Vibes Summer Tour 2022 with special guests Steel Pulse, Denim, and DJ Mackle. Sunday, June 12th, Flume Palaces Tour with Tinashe and Jim E. Stack. Let me see. Monday, June 13th, The War on Drugs. Tuesday, the 14th, Bell and Sebastian and Japanese Breakfast with Los Brichos. Wednesday, June 15th, Goose Dripfield Summer Tour. And that's a look at Red Hat through mid-June. Local clubs, the Ritz on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. Most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, April 20th, Todrick Hall, the Femuline Tour. Friday, April 22nd, the band Camino with special guests Floor and Hastings. Saturday, April 23rd, Beartooth, the Below Tour, Part 2. Wednesday, April 27th, the Bay Strikes Back Tour with Testament, Exodus, and Death Angel. Thursday, April 28th, No Cap, Mr. Crawford Tour. Friday, April 29th, Sum 41 and Simple Plan, the Blame Canada Tour. Wednesday, May 4th, Pup Returns. Tuesday, May 10th, Black Label Society. Wednesday, May 11th, Gogol Bordello. Saturday, May 14th, Dance Gavin Dance. And Sunday, May 15th, the Dead South Served Cold Tour. All right, at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street, Wednesday, April 20th, Twiddle and Three Sound at 8:30. Thursday, April 21st, Digital Roses Tour with Big Crit, Price, Elhe. And that's all starting at 8 o'clock. Saturday, April 23rd, Arson Daly plus Mo Lauda and The Humble with Modern Kind at 9. Sunday, April 24th, Stickmen at 8 o'clock. Monday, April 25th, Wage War with While She Sleeps, Gideon, and Chamber. That starts at 7. Friday, April 29th, Spring in the Carolinas. This is featuring all North Carolina acts. It starts at 6 o'clock. Saturday, April 30th, Pigeons Playing Ping Pong with the Motet at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, May 3rd, Teddy Swims, Tough Love World Tour at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 6th, Town Mountain with Into the Fog at 8:30. Sunday, May 8th, Freddie Gibbs, the Space Rabbit Tour with Mike and Red Devil, or Redvale, rather, at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, May 11th, Lucius with Solis at 8. Thursday, May 12th, Jansen, Gutter Till I Die Tour with Space Wizard and Super Rave at 9:30. Friday, May 13th, Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country with Duck and Smoky Hollow at 6:30. Friday, May 13th, Allie and AJ, A Touch of the Beat Tour at 8 o'clock. Saturday, May 14th, Night Train, which is a Guns N' Roses tribute with Women and Children First, a Van Halen tribute at 8:30. And then Sunday, May 15th, Pinecone presents Trey Wellington Band with Sonny Miles, and that starts at 7. And Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street. Most shows start at 9, unless noted. Wednesday, April 20th, Slime-a-thon. That's a live concert experience. Thursday, April 21st, Vacant Company with a Deer, a Horse, and Brutal JR. Friday, April 22nd, Snotty Nose Rez Kids, Lex Leosis, and Exhale Teop. Hope I'm getting those all right. Saturday, April 23rd, free RSD show with Vandaliers, John Howie Jr., and the Rosewood Bluff, and Sam Morrow. That all starts at 1 o'clock. Saturday, April 23rd, CBDB with New Specialist. Sunday, April 24th, Weed Eater with Rebelmatic and Adam Fawcett at 8. Tuesday, April 26th, Brutus with Tempest Fugit, tribute to Yes. That concert starts at 8. Wednesday, April 27th, Sutton with D.L. Zean at 8 o'clock. Thursday, April 28th, Pressing Strings with Status Lost and Van Meter. Friday, April 29th, Road to Shikori featuring Rebecca Todd and Julia. Saturday, April 30th, the Livic with Through All This Time, Still Searching, and Obsidian Darling. That starts at 8. Tuesday, May 3rd, Yak Attack at 8 Wednesday, May 4th, Lovely World at 8. Thursday, May 5th, Gentry Brothers album release party at 8. May 6th, Sea Peoples with Gray Young. Saturday, May 7th, The Bleeding Hearts with The Clothespins, The Needs, The Infamous Sugar. That starts at 8. Sunday, May 8th, The Palms at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, May 10th, Golden Shoals with Twisted Pine. That starts at 8. Thursday, May 12th, Grub with Dropping Plates and Late Notice at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 13th, Bone Shelter album release party with Lie Heavy and Holy Roller. And Saturday, May 14th, Blue-Footed Boobies with Ridgewood. That's all at Poorhouse Music Hall. All right, looking at things going on in some of the communities around the Triangle, at the Haley Cultural Arts Center in Apex, May 13th through the 15th and May 20th through the 22nd, it's Dilemmas with Dinner, a comedy drama presented by the Peak Ensemble Players. Junior executive Brooke invites her boss and his wife over for dinner in the hopes of securing a promotion. While frantically getting ready, Brooke and her husband discover that the hired help is coincidentally the boss's ex-daughter-in-law. How can that go wrong, huh? Just when it seems everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, Brooke's boss has an unfortunate announcement to make, though not as unfortunate as the candlestick attack, appetizer toss, and general chaos that then ensues. That's in May at the Halley Cultural Arts Center in Apex. Saturday, June 4th, the 11th Annual Apex Latino Arts and Cultural Culinary Festival, rather. 3 to 6 p.m. is Family Arts and Crafts at the Cultural Center. 6 to 10, sample food and desserts from over a dozen different Latino countries. This is along Salem Street. Also, music and dancing at the Apex Depot. Saturday, June 11th, the Apex Pride Festival from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. That's held on the Town Hall campus. Garner Performing Arts Center, Friday, April 29th, it's Willie Bradley. Bold, edgy, yet simultaneously charming and beautiful, well described, the music of artist trumpeter Willie Bradley. Considered a go-to musician for many of soul music greats, his music has made the smooth jazz Billboard charts and has been added to smooth jazz radio stations like Pandora, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. At the Clayton Center, Thursday, April 28th, it's Paul Thorne. Paul has created an innovative and impressive career. He pleases crowds with his muscular brand of roots music, bluesy, rocking, and thoroughly Southern American, Americana. Yet also speaks universal truths. Among those who value originality, inspiration, eccentricity, and character, the story of Paul Thorne is already familiar. Then Friday, April 29th, it's Henry Cho, an American stand-up comedian whose work can be heard nationwide several times weekly on XM Radio's Channel 151, Laugh USA, Sirius Radio's Blue Collar Radio Channel 103, and Pandora's PG Comedy Radio Channel. Henry is notable for being one of the only Asian acts to appear regularly at the Grand Ole Opry. All right, big list to go through for Carrie. We start off, there's one more Marvelous Music Main Stage Series concert. It's Friday, May 6th. No Fear and Blues Long Gone, Nina Simone. An intimate portrayal of the legendary artist Nina Simone. The performance gives its audiences insight into Simone's wide repertoire of music, her life perspective, sense of humor, and sense of duty to people of color. Other events around Cary in the coming weeks. Saturday, April 23rd, Children's Day Festival. The event focuses on the importance of the next generation, our children, with the intent of helping them develop an appreciation for the colorful mosaic of cultures in our area. Saturday, April 30th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival. Festival gives a true nod to the artistry and creativity that makes up the state of North Carolina, welcoming 170 local artists. Saturday, April 30th as well, Cary Earth Day. Visit Earth Day Lane as part of Spring Days Festival and explore environmental resources and activities. Sunday, May 1st, it's Herb Fest, a perennial favorite, held rain or shine on the beautiful grounds of Paige Walker Arts and History Center. Saturday, May 7th, it's the Ritmo Latino Festival. The primary purpose is to provide a place for residents to explore, interact with, and experience Latino-Hispanic culture. Saturday, May 21st, Wheels on Academy. Spend a nice spring day seeing cars of yesteryear come alive and rule the road alongside some of today's modern hot rods and exotic cars. This is on Academy Street at Downtown Park. Saturday, June 11th, the Pimento Cheese Festival. Friday through Sunday, June 17th through the 19th, it's Juneteenth. And performances at the Page, formerly the Starlight Concert Series, that's held at the Paige Walker Arts and History Center Garden. Friday, May 6th, Sabor y Cultura, Peru, Diamante Incorporated, brings the cultural traditions of Peru to Cary with music, dance, food, and art. All starts at 6:30. Friday, June 17th, it's a beach music party. Transport yourself to the coast for an evening of beach music with the legendary band North Tower. That starts at 7. Friday, July 29th, Celebration of Bluegrass. Friday, August 5th, Jamrock. And then, of course, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. One Friday a month, the Bond Park Boathouse hosts musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. And the schedule for performances, May 6th, Ed Stevenson. April 1st, To Die For. June 3rd, E.G. Peters. July 1st, Curry Clayton. August 5th, Garland Mason. And September 2nd, Paige King Johnson. October 7th, Jake Potter. Okay, checking out the Holly Springs Cultural Center. Friday, May 6th, it's Holly Springs International Food Festival from 5 to 9. Thursday through Saturday, May 12th through the 14th, Nonsense. The Little Sisters of Hoboken are in dire need of burial funds after discovering that their cook has accidentally poisoned 52 of their sisters. What better way to raise the funds than to put on a musical variety show? Meet a colorful group of sisters with delightfully wacky backgrounds, including a wannabe ballerina, a former circus performer, and one hilarious sister, Mary Amnesia. Friday, May 20th, comedian J.J. Barrows. This is part of the Clean Comedy Series. She's a little funny, a little deep, and a lot more love than she knew. That's what I want for people, to know themselves, love themselves, and in turn, extend that love to others. And Sunday, May 22nd at the Holly Springs Cultural Center, it's the Holly Springs Community Band Performance. All right, Carolina Performing Arts. Friday and Saturday, April 22nd and 23rd, it's the Hip Hop South Festival. The festival celebrates the impact of hip hop across the South and includes headlining performances by hip-hop heavyweights and local artists, as well as academic gatherings, late-night beat and dance battles, visual art, and more. The event is part of the Southern Futures Initiative. It's being held, of course, in Chapel Hill, various venues and various times. Tuesday and Wednesday, May 3rd and 4th, Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, celebrating over 60 years of unparalleled artistry, the dance troupe never fails to remind us of the power of dance to bring people together. That's at Memorial Hall. Monday, May 23rd, Joshua Bell on violin and Peter Dugan on piano. With a career spanning almost four decades, Grammy Award-winning violinist Joshua Bell is one of the most celebrated artists of his era. Bell will be joined on stage by Peter Dugan, acclaimed multi-genre pianist who has been lauded by the Los Angeles Times and the San Francisco Chronicle as stunning and fearlessly athletic. That's at Memorial Hall at 7:30. Thursday, May 26th, The Spark with Tiff Merritt featuring John Grisham. Originally a criminal attorney, Grisham was inspired to write what he experienced in court. I seriously doubt I would ever have written the first story had I not been a lawyer, Grisham says. I never dreamed of being a writer. I wrote only after witnessing a trial. That's a virtual event. And Friday through Sunday, June 3rd through the 5th, 600 Highwaymen. Their program, 1,000 Ways, Part 3, An Assembly. That's at Current Art Space and Studio at various times. Duke Performances, Thursday and Friday, April 21st through the 22nd, Evening with Branford Marsalis. For more than 30 years, the Branford Marsalis Quartet has told stories through sound, with compositions original and classic, familiar, and avant-garde. Saturday, April 23rd, Song in My Soul, a community celebration of Mary Lou Williams. It's in partnership with North Star Church of the Arts. Duke Performances is pleased to present a community celebration of the life and work of pioneering pianist-composer Mary Lou Williams. Friday, April 29th, it's Stile Antico, vocal ensemble series, Duke Chapel. The London-based Stile Antico are more than a vocal ensemble. They are a Grammy Award-nominated 12-member collective committed to exploring cherished Renaissance repertoire, as well as developing and furthering the polyphonic tradition with colorful new compositions and premieres. And that is at Duke Chapel. Okay, fans of the 60s and 70s music, take note. The Happy Together Tour is making a stop at Carolina Theater. The stellar lineup includes the Turtles, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Vogues, the Cow Sills, and Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night. As you might expect, a lot of number one hits from the 60s and 70s will ensue. That's the Happy Together Tour 2022, June 9th at Carolina Theater. Reminder about Merle Fest 2022, scheduled for April 28th through Sunday, May 1st. The list of performers at Merle Fest 2022 is a long one, but it does include Emmylou Harris, Green Sky Bluegrass, and Reese Palmer as just a couple of the headliners this year. Again, that's April 28th through May 1st in Wilkesboro. All right, That Music Fest. This is a new outdoor music festival. That Music Fest features 2 days of live music with 12 headlining bands. and more than 20 artists is planned for June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And here's a look at some of the main stage acts, Mountain Goats, that now calls Durham home. Grammy Award-winning Steep Canyon Rangers from the Asheville Brevard area. Mipso, established in Chapel Hill while attending high school there. American Aquarium, stationed in Raleigh. Delta Ray, a band of Southern storytellers from Durham. Chatham County Line, a staple of the North Carolina music scene for more than two decades. Reese Palmer, country, pop, R&B, soul, songwriter, artist living in Durham. Jim Lauderdale, the 2017 North Carolina Music Hall of Fame inductee. Boulevards, originally from Raleigh, mixes soul, country, jazz, hip-hop, indie rock, and every other style of music. Dylan Fence, a rock band from Chapel Hill and a staple of the Triangle music scene in the 1990s. And then there is Yarn, a Raleigh and Brooklyn-based band that Grammy balladed four times. Finally, Raleigh's Violet Bell, featuring Lizzie Ross on vocals and Omar Ruiz Lopez on fiddle, guitar, banjo, and harmonies. The main stage will be located on the baseball field with a second stage on nearby Jackie's Landing. The main concourse will feature an acoustic performance area. Tickets for that music festival go on sale Friday, February. Well, they're already on sale. And you can get them at thatmusicfest.com. Two-day tickets start at $75 for bowl seating and $90 for on-field general admission access. VIP and suite options are also available for purchase. And that is That Music Fest, June 24th and 25th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. And that's a look of what's going on in the coming week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. Content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. If you have any comments or questions, give us a call at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.